In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of Martyrs, Saint Joseph, Saints Berard and Companions, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate in the Franciscan Order Saint Berard and Companions. They are the proto-martyrs, or the first martyrs of the Franciscan Order. And Saint Francis, as we know in his rule, said that friars could request, if so moved by the Holy Spirit, permission to go and preach to the Saracens. And so Berard and Companions, there were six originally. The sixth one, named Vitalis, Friar Vitalis, came down with an illness and couldn't continue on, and so he didn't want them to be delayed because of his illness, so he said for them to go on and continue on with their mission, which was to go and preach to the Saracens. Because St. Francis, we know, was a great apostolic man. And he knew that in his rule he encapsulated this whole charism of going out to preach, to be men of penance, but also to go out and preach the King of Kings, Christ our Lord. And even St. Francis, even when he was alive, was one time asked, "Who are you?" And he said, "I'm the troubadour of the great King." You know, the one who goes ahead of the great King and sings his praises. And St. Francis had in his heart this burning desire that every man know this great love that became incarnate for us in the manger at Bethlehem. And so he had that as part of his ideal. The grace that God gave him is to go out and evangelize. And for him and for anyone, the greatest testimony you can give to Jesus Christ is to lay down your life for him. So the ultimate in evangelization, the ultimate price or the greatest witness you can give to Jesus Christ is to be a martyr. So that's why when St. Francis put that in his rule, he said, well, this is for those friars who are so moved to be heroic and to give that ultimate testimony to Jesus and his great love for us. So St. Berard and Companions, and I should probably give you their names because it seems that their names have been kind of lost in antiquity. Most people just know of St. Berard, but there was St. Peter, St. Accursius, St. Adutus, and Otto. So these are the five: Berard, Peter, Accursius, Adutus, and Otto. These five friars minor went to Spain, which was then under the control of the Saracens. They were almost martyred there, but for some reason, in God's divine plan, they were mysteriously let go to continue on to Morocco. And their road to Morocco was not as funny as Bob Hope's. You know, they went there with the idea knowing that they probably were only going to get a few minutes to speak, because once they started preaching about Jesus and his being the true God and that Muhammad was a false prophet, they knew they wouldn't have much opportunity. And so they realized that their ultimate preaching would probably be their laying down their lives. And that's what happened. They only began to preach, and pretty soon they were already arrested and taken to the king, and there they preached to him the true God, Jesus Christ, and he was so enraged with them that he had them beaten and treated terribly. They were not fed food or water for 20 days, and then they were then brought back to the king with the hope that they had recanted from their foolish ideas that Jesus was the Son of God. And they persisted in their faith, and they were then beaten severely again. They broke pottery jars and dragged them all over the floor on top of them and did all kinds of, they said they beat them almost to the point where their bones were showing through their skin, but they still maintained their faith in Christ. Eventually, the last temptation was to bring in some women and say if they denied their faith, they would be given these women and all kinds of riches. And the friars maintained their allegiance to Christ. And at that point, the king was enraged and took his sword then. And it said he took, there was only five of them, but it took three swords to behead the friars. So I always said the friars are pretty, they either have hard heads or stiff necks, one or the other, I don't know. But it took three swords to behead five friars. And they gave that ultimate testimony. It is said that when St. Francis heard about their martyrdom, he said, now I can say that I have true friars minor, that they were the first ones to give that, you might say, the ultimate test, the ultimate proof that there are really friars minor who have fulfilled even that great heroic spirit of the rule that St. Francis wrote. He himself, St. Francis, wanted to be a martyr, and that's why he went to see the Saracens and to see the Sultan in the Holy Land. It wasn't because he went there to go give some kind of ecumenical, you know, meeting and just say, oh, you're fine and I'm fine, let's just remain where we are. He went there with the desire to preach and to convert the Sultan and to even lay down his life for that, if it be. But St. Francis was denied that grace. God had other plans for him. But when we look at the friars, these great saints, St. Berard and companions, we see that their martyrdom was not fruitless. It did bring about many graces, unseen graces probably for the most part, but there was one grace that they, in their laying down their lives for Christ, gave the grace of the vocation to be a friar minor of an unknown canons regular in Portugal by the name of Fernando, who later on became known as St. Anthony of Padua, who upon seeing the martyrs' relics come back from Morocco and pass through Portugal, because he saw these friars, he met them before they left Portugal. He was impressed with their joy, with their spirit of zeal for God, and he was impressed by that. And later on, when their relics, their corpses came back from Morocco, he was given the grace to say that he wanted to imitate them and follow that zeal as a friar minor, and transferred from the canons regular to the friars minor. So today, as we honor the witness, the heroic sanctity of Saints Berard and companions, we can look at our culture today and say, have we suffered enough for the love of Jesus Christ to bring and to preach Christ and Him crucified to our world? You know, have we endured anything in the way of persecution or resistance to the message as they did, and yet they remained faithful to Christ and preached Him and lived their faith? So many Catholics today, wanting to get along and go along in society, have denied Jesus Christ for lesser things. They haven't been beaten. They haven't had a sword put to their throat. All they've had is they want to live the contraceptive lifestyle, or they want to have their quote-unquote freedom, whatever it may be. And they have denied Jesus. And this is the example that we need to look at today. If Catholics would live their faith in public. So many days, it seems like every time in the news you hear about some public figure who's Catholic, the only example they give is bad. And that is sad. We need to pray that Catholics will be strong in their faith and be willing to, in the public sector, especially in public, to give witness that they live it in private and live it in public. Let us ask these great witnesses of the faith, St. Berard and companions, that we too will have that great zeal and love for Jesus. and have the fidelity and the loyalty to lay down our lives for love of him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.